wish I was a train leaving here tonight. I wish I was a train running in the night. I wish I had the power to melt these bars into rails. Hold me like a chain. I wish I was a train.
Things I've done, they haunt me now. And oh, to change
flying overhead. I wish I was a bird above all this regret. I'd sing on the barbed wire that keeps me from my dreams. My freedom song be heard. I wish I was a bird. Things I've done, they haunt me now. No to change the I've done, they haunt me now. And oh, to change the past somehow.
That's Southwestern Ontario singer-songwriter Glenn McNeil with I Wish I Was a Train from his just-released first solo album, Where the Heart Remains. It's a fine selection of beautifully crafted songs focusing on relationships, family, and life in general. We caught up with Glenn at home near Windsor. So it's great to talk to you today, Glenn.
Oh, thanks, Jan. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to this interview. I received my copy of the new album, Where the Heart Remains, in the mail just a couple of weeks ago. And I got to say, from the first time I listened to it, I absolutely loved it. Now, this is your first solo album, right?
This is my first solo album, yeah. I've done previous recordings, but this is my first solo effort, yeah.
And how long did it take to actually pull together all the songs that ended up on the album itself?
Well, you know, most of the songs have been hanging around for quite a while, but they never really found a home, you know, on any other albums or any other recordings. But I started recording this album in the fall of late fall of last year, actually.
And I think you recorded it with John Law. I think John Law is the producer, and he's done a fabulous job on this. Can you talk a little bit of that process? Because particularly where you've been collecting songs over a period of time and then going into the studio, there must be a certain amount of trepidation, you know, when you finally have the enough material to get in there and create the album. It's always fun to find out what that experience was like.
You know, when you're going in with your own songs and you're kind of pouring your heart into this, you know, these recordings, and these are really, you know, personal songs for me, it's there is definitely some trepidation there. So, you know, I was nervous, and I'm presenting these songs to John, who, you know, of course, is a very well-respected musician and producer, and as well as his wife Michelle. And, you know, I'm hoping that they're going to think that, okay, these songs, you know, they carry some weight, and they can, you know, we can do something with them in the studio. And it was almost an immediate connection with John. Like he got me, you know what I mean? Like he understood where I was coming from. And it was just a very laid back, relaxed atmosphere with him. And he totally dove into this project with me. Like he was as much, if not, you know, much more into this than I was, because he wanted this to work, and he believed in the project, it seemed, from the very early stages. So I was very happy with the way he approached it. You know, I've recorded before, and you know, it's like, okay, hit the record button, and okay, go ahead. And, you know, someone says, okay, are you happy with that track, and are you happy with that vocal or whatever? And, you know, very much a like a business type of approach.
Sort of a matter-of-fact approach.
Yeah, and it was completely the opposite. And I'm so glad I met John and Michelle. It just really, really, it got me my solo record. That's what happened. It finally, all the pieces fell into place. You know, he was the perfect producer for this. Michelle was there the whole time and giving, you know, her input, and phenomenal. They're an amazing couple. They work so well together. And it was just a real treat to have them and, you know, help me out with this. And like I said, they play all over it, you know, like Michelle plays the bass and sings, and she'd work out, you know, harmony parts. And John was, of course, you know, as you see on the album, he played mandolin and dobro and guitar. And like I said, they were very invested in this project, and it was an honor, actually, to have them support me in this. Yeah.
Well, I love the mandolin on the album. I think it's used so beautifully, and you know, there is a wonderful sound here. I mean, it's I don't want to say too much, because I think our listeners really do need to check this album out. But there is a great sound, a very warm sound, and obviously, we have a wonderful selection of songs. And one of the things that really impresses me about this album is how well this album has been tracked, because it really flows. And I'm curious as to whether that was something that came from John or whether that was something that came from you.
Well, I sent the tracking list to John, I believe over an email. Because, you know, the time was coming to put the tracks in order, type of thing. And I didn't really put a whole lot of thought, you know. I did put some thought into it, maybe, you know, how they played out, like instrument-wise and maybe tempo-wise, a little bit of that, but nothing too serious. And of course, I wanted the, you know, where the Heart Remains, the title of the album, obviously comes from the title track. So I thought, okay, I'll start with that, and then I'll go from there. But I sent the track list to John, and I think him and Michelle were very happy with the. They said, "Yeah, it looks great. Let's go for it." So it was that simple, really.
Well, we started with "I Wish It Was a Train." That's a song that was a co-write. Can you talk a little bit about that song?
Yeah, that song was an interesting situation. I've been down to Nashville a few times with a good friend of mine, Philip Scott Poley. So we were down at a workshop down there, and one night he presented this song, and, you know, he says, "Hey, let's go at this song and see what we can come up with," kind of thing. And basically it was a co-write between him and another lady down there that we met at the workshop. Yeah, it was just a beautiful song, I thought, and we worked on it together down in Nashville, and you know, we may have had a couple of whiskeys during the night to make the song flow a little bit better, and in the end, I just loved this song. I kept telling Phil, I said, man, I love this song. I don't know, it was just one of those songs where I just, the flow of it, the ideas, some of the lines in there were really cool. And basically, you know, like I said, he came with this really great idea. And then we kind of hashed it out in the night. And luckily, I think I recorded it on my phone. And then we listened to it on the way back from Nashville and went, wow, that's a nice song. I really like it. And I never get tired of playing it or listening to it. So I think that's a good sign.
Well, certainly. And, you know, that song is very much like a lot of the album. I mean, they're very much about relationships, about family and about life and in general. Also, you know, talking about obviously different aspects of life that we all have to go through. Are these the songs that you like to write? I mean, you like to write about, you know, real life, real situations. And I imagine your own relationships. I sense there's an awful lot of you in these songs.
Yeah, Jan, it's a very, very personal record. That's why, like, you asked me about trepidation and that type of thing. You know, it's really something to literally pour your heart into these songs and onto a CD and ask people to like them. You know, ask people to go, hey, can you listen to my life, basically? And, like, pretty much, you know, you go to Nashville and people, they tend to fabricate songs sometimes, and there's no real fabrication in these songs. This is all real stuff from the heart type of thing. And so I guess that's where this album would be different, is that it's a very true and truthful type of record that I needed to get out. I needed to get on a CD, and I needed to present to the public and ask them to, you know, have a listen. And so far the response has been fantastic. So I'm very happy right now.
So what happens now? I mean, you've got the first album out of the way. Do you find it very easy to write songs? I mean, are you anticipating that maybe in a couple of years you'll have another album out, or is it going to take a little longer to try and pull things together?
Well, I have an awful lot of songs. Like, I have a lot of songs, and I'm always coming up with ideas and you know, co-writing, and I can't shut it off. You know, any songwriter that will tell you the radar is always on, and you're looking for ideas. And you know, I'd love to get another record out, probably, you know, maybe in a year and a half, 2 years tops. But I feel with this project, it's where I want it to be all along. You know, me and my guitar. You know, hopefully playing festivals and shows and just playing my own songs. And that's where I see myself in the next chapter of my performing career, is just sitting with my guitar and playing my songs. And maybe now and again, you know, some friends will join me. And so that's what I'm looking forward to, is just presenting these songs over the next little while and gathering more ideas along the way.
Well, I'm really impressed with the album. Let's play another track from it. The track I was thinking about was Up on High, which I think is the final track on the album.
Yeah, Up on High is, it's basically, it's a tribute to John Allen Cameron, is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was a huge influence on me as a kid, because, you know, he grew up in a place called Glencoe Station, Cape Breton, where I grew up. And literally, there's, you know, a population of about 50 people there. And so he grew up there, and I grew up there. Obviously, he was a generation ahead of me, and him and my dad were best friends growing up. And, you know, he was this kind of this, almost like this magical figure of a guy who, you know, who toured the world as a folk singer. And, you know, it just was unbelievable that a guy could go and do that kind of thing. And so he was a real inspiration to me. And then, unfortunately, he passed away, and so my one of my best friends, Russell DeVoe, And I got together and did this tribute to him. And, you know, this song has been around for a little while, but again, didn't find a home till now. And I guess the very special thing overall on top of all that is John Allen Cameron's son, Stuart Cameron, plays the guitar, the electric guitar you'll hear on this track. So it was a real special thing to get together with him and, you know, and him putting his touch on his tribute to his dad. And so it's a special song for that reason.
Well, let's play that now. Up on High, fabulous track from Glenn McNeil. Remember, it's on the album Where the Heart Remains. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
May you dance, dance, wherever you may be. Let nothing tie you down. Fly with the angel. Listen to the peacock's mournful sound. Sail away up on high. Know the legacy left behind. You blazed the trail with Celtic pride. Now go and sail away up on high. Sail away up on high.
Sail away.
Know the legacy you left
sail
behind.
Away.
You blazed the trail with Celtic pride. Now go and sail away up on high. You have your faith in God above, and He let you bring your music home. Go and play your tunes with all your heroes. I know you'll never be alone. Sail away up on high. Know the legacy you left behind. You blazed the trail with Celtic pride. Now go and sail away up on high.
That's Glenn McNeil with Up on High from his new album, Where the Heart Remains. It's his first solo album, but I got to say, Glenn, and he is our special guest on the show today, it's absolutely fabulous. I'm really blown away. You must be pleased with the sort of response you're getting from people like myself.
Well, you just gave me chills by saying that. It just, I can't believe the response. You know, like we said, you have your own songs and it's, you know, I mean, I've been doing this a long time, but this is, you know, this is brand new for me, this whole solo effort thing. And I've been so happy with the response. I can't even, you know, thank people enough for all their kind comments and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, coming from someone like yourself who hears music constantly all the time, and you get records and CDs and all this stuff, and, you know, for you to take the time to talk to me and tell me that it's, you know, you like it that much. It means so much to me. Yeah. So I'm very, very happy.
Do you think there's a lot of people out there, you know, like yourself that have songs that, you know, have been, you know, working on things over the years, but never quite been able to make the step up to actually get in the studio and record? I sense that you may not be alone in having great songs that haven't reached the light of day yet.
Yeah. I have tons of friends, you know, that are phenomenal writers. And I mentioned my friend Phil Poley, who's, an outstanding writer. A guy like him, I can hear him doing a fantastic album, and hopefully he'll be doing that. I know he's working with John as well on some recordings. But yeah, I got to think, Jan, there's got to be hundreds of people, thousands of songwriters out there with all these fabulous songs. And, you know, they just need someone like yourself or someone like John and Michelle to believe in them enough to support them and to give them a chance. And I think that's kind of what happened with me. I just kind of, you know, I met John and Michelle at the right time, and they, you know, and they backed me up on this project and said, hey, let's do this. And the support has been in the folk world is unbelievable. Because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what I am. I'm a guy with a guitar singing my songs, and it's been amazing so far.
You mentioned the live experience. I know you played the Kingsville Folk Festival this summer. Can you talk a little bit about that and your aspirations moving forward?
Well, you know, there was a time when I was naive enough to think that, you know, hey, I'll just apply for a folk festival and I'll get on the bill kind of thing. I mean, it was crazy to think, but when I got the notice that I got on the bill for the Kingsville Folk Festival, I was amazed. Like I thought, wow, this is really my first big folk festival, and it's my first solo record, and I'm going to get to perform my own songs, and people are actually going to listen, you know, because I spent so many years in the bars playing all the crazy Celtic drinking songs and all that kind of stuff, and you know, you're just kind of noise in the background. But playing your own songs for people who are actually there to listen, it's an amazing experience for me, because I don't get to experience it very often. So even as much as I've performed over the years, I just love the fact that people go to folk festivals to listen to people sing their own songs. And on top of that, you know, I sold some CDs. I even had some T-shirts that I sold. And you know, I got to play on stage with Dave Gunning and J.P. Cormier, with my good friend Phil Poley. We did a show together there as well. And John even gave me the nudge to go up and do a little tweener show side stage, you know, during the main event there. And so, yeah, it's been amazing, and I would love to continue with doing festivals. You know, if people would have me, it'd be an amazing experience. So that's been my goal, I think, for most of my performing career, is to play festivals. So,
well, hopefully that will happen. I've got to say, I love the album. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to my website, glennmcneil.ca, and they can find you know, links to my shows and my music, and they can order CDs, they can go on iTunes, I'm on iTunes and all that stuff, so, but glennmcneil.ca, and, you know, they can find me on Facebook, I'm on Twitter as well, so, yeah, they can search the web, and I usually pop up there somewhere.
We're going to finish today with the title track, which is The Island Is Where the Heart Remains. Do you want to tell us about that song?
You know, being from Cape Breton, the island in this obviously is Cape Breton Island, and that song is literally about growing up there and about the people, and, you know, they say you grow up around the ocean, the salt water is in your veins type of thing, and it's kind of a little tribute to where I grew up and how I grew up and the amazing people, and everybody just kind of looks out for each other, and, you know, no matter how long you're away from where you grew up, my heart will always be there. So it's basically my little nod to Cape Breton.
It's a beautiful song, and I'm so pleased we can finish with it today. Glenn McNeil with The Island Is Where the Heart Remains from his wonderful new album, Where the Heart Remains. Glenn, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today.
Jan, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
I look forward to hearing some more stuff from you.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Dusty back roads, two-lane highways, the only way to go. Shallow rivers along the way, ever flowing. It's a briny ocean breeze, crashing of the waves. It's a walk along the beach on a summer's day. It's a rugged, rocky shore, salt water in your veins. Wherever you may roam, the island is where the heart remains. Steel rails where now lay nature's trails, once carried the staples of this land. Through every county and every town, every hill both up and down, there was always someone around to lend a helping hand. On the rugged, rocky shore, salt water in your veins. Wherever you may roam, the island sometimes it seems the only way. To make it in this place, is to leave it all behind before your heart makes you stay. On the rugged, rocky shore, salt water in your veins. Wherever you may roam, the island, it's a rugged, rocky shore, salt water in your veins. Wherever you may roam, the island is where the heart remains.